This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com. Yeah, just say that because, you know, who the fuck would know otherwise. And you listen to Distorted View.
Cool.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Cooking with Placenta.
The placenta is going to be cooked and made into placenta pate.
This is Rosie's placenta. Waste not, want not.
The challenge in working with a new ingredient is guessing how it will behave when cooked. So after the excess blood has been rinsed from the placenta, Sue suggests we slice it up to check out the texture.
Look at that in the middle.
Fascinating.
Look at that. It's quite meaty, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Almost purple.
Yeah.
Really rich looking.
Next, Sue blends half of the placenta with a little butter, the onions and garlic, and chopped parsley and sage.
That could sit up on some toast really nicely,
yeah,
couldn't it?
Yes, it could.
Shall we see where we are for taste?
Sure.
Have a little go.
Oh, God. I can't stop puking.
Hey, you freaks, it's Thursday, January 11th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, Crazy in Love. Emphasis on the crazy. Plus, Indian cannibals and coffee beans and cat feces. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show. Kiki.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for joining me on the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you today. And if we didn't, I would say we did anyways, because I'm a liar. I say that every day, and you know as well as I do, not all of these programs have been gem mint tens, if you know what I mean. But today I actually believe it's going to be a good show, because we're going to do something we haven't done in a while. Comedy. No, we're going to be doing a new inductee to the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. Yes, I and all of the freaks who listen to Distorted View really appreciate horrible music. Musical artists who think they're doing something great, but really, they just stink up the joint. And nothing epitomizes this type of music more than one artist. Her name, of course, is Linda Finkel. This poor woman. I am probably going to force her to commit suicide or something, because if she ever listens to this program, she's going to be devastated. But Linda Finkel is a lovely woman with, unfortunately, not so lovely of a voice, but she sings, I guess. Here's a sample of one of her songs. This is really, this song was recorded just after September 11th, and there are a lot of angry feelings. So this is a song to, I guess, some of the people who attacked us. So take a listen here. Thank you, Linda. I am just going to throw something out there to the freaks who listen to this program. Linda Finkel has a MySpace account. She actually has two, a personal and a MySpace music account, which, by the way, you can add Linda Finkel songs onto your own MySpace page. Holy shit, why haven't we discovered this sooner? This poor woman, only like her most popular song on there is Georgie Porgy with a whopping 27 plays. I think it would be a great idea if everyone who listens to this program puts Linda Finkel's music on their MySpace page and just have her like plays skyrocket up. She's going to be confused as to what the hell's going on. She's going to think she's really taking off as an artist. And just a little more incentive for you to check out her MySpace page. She's got a brand new song called Boy. And I'll play just a quick snippet. I just want to give you a taste of how far her music has advanced since Are You With Us or Are You Against Us?
Back in
see, not very
high
much.
School, I knew a boy.
Oh, Jesus.
The kind of boy every daddy would want for his girl and...
Just awful. All you have to do is just go to MySpace, search for Linda Finkel, and add her as your friend. I don't know. At the very least, add, you know, her music to your page. The point of me going on and on about Linda Finkel is we've got a new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee today, and her name is Misty White. This nominee was sent to us by Jay, so thank you very much, Jay, for nominating this bitch. We've got a couple tracks here from Misty White. Her CD is available at cdbaby.com, and of course we will link to that on today's show notes. Her CD is entitled The Extended Dimensions Collection. Alright, so we got a couple tracks here. The first one is entitled It's You, Baby.
All the time.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to dance for you. I want to sing for you.
Oh.
Please let me be the only one.
Is this an elderly woman? I think it is.
Oh, entertain you.
Oh, she is horrible. She might be worse than Linda Finkel. Let's hear another song. Maybe it was just that particular one. I'm sure this one is going to be much better. She's just warming her vocal cords up there. This is called Who's Gonna Love Me Now? This sounds like Cheryl Murkowski if she had both of her lungs. Okay, okay, you know what? Fuck that. Let's try one more. I mean, this one, she's gotta be hitting her stride here. Kinda sounds like Carly Simon.
The world is tumbling down.
Kind of.
Where love and joy will be your aim and peace of mind.
Wow. This is Misty White, the Extended Demented Collection. Excuse me, Extended Dimension. Alright, enough of you. Alright, okay. Thank you, Misty. Thank you. We don't need you anymore. Alright, okay. Thank you. Wow, if anyone has ever been worthy of the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame induction, I would say Misty White would be that person. She really is horrible. Thank you very much again to, who the hell sent this? Jay. Jay, thank you so much for the great nominee. All right, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I want to play a clip from you. I love hearing newscasters slip up or go crazy. This is an instance where the news reporter is frustrated about something that's happening behind the scenes. He throws it to a pre-recorded piece, and his mic is still on, though, and then he swears and calls someone a fucking idiot or something.
Tomorrow will be their first game of the new year, and Casey Walkup tells us their resolution is to toughen up.
Cobra, the Thunder enters 2007 with an 11-14-2 record. That's 20 games out of first
place. Hey, fuck off, Buzz!
So their New Year's resolution is to simply win more games.
Okay, the greatest part is at the very end. Listen very closely because you could hear a sigh. Like, that's the sigh of him realizing that what he just said was broadcast over the air and he probably doesn't have a job anymore.
Is to simply win more games.
Right there.
Is to simply win more games.
See if I can isolate it.
Simply win more games.
I just love those. Let's hear him swear one more time.
That's 20 games out of
first place. Hey, fuck off, Buzz.
Hey, who the fuck do you think you are, Buzz? Buzz is such a cockhole. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Super Freak Sideshow, what the hell are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month. or $50 a year. It's how I make my living for cereal. I ain't playing with you. That's all I got going for me is what you guys give me. So again, sign up, superfreaksideshow.com, $5 a month or $50 a year. It's actually called the Distorted View Sideshow now because we found out someone else was using the Super Freak Sideshow name. So there you go. First story we have for you today. Fresh roasted cat shit. Yes, crowds in Minnesota are paying $10 per cup for coffee made from beans digested by Indonesian cats. Meow, meow, meow? And then gathered from their feces. What the hell is wrong with us as a species? Let's just call it quits. We're drinking cat shit, basically. An 8-ounce cup of Kopi Luwak coffee is for sale at Jim Cone's Coffee and Tea Limited store in Minneapolis. The cats eat the coffee, digest it, and then the makers harvest the remnants from the excrement. It gives the coffee more of a full-bodied taste, with a hint of tuna. Oh, that's right, and the overwhelming taste of cat shit. So, just to recap for you, the coffee tastes like tuna and cat shit. $10 a pop. Quote, it's a unique product, said Roastmaster Jim Cone. What an understatement that is. You have to have an army of cats to pick this stuff and process it. I'm really interested because of the way it's processed, says coffee lover Bonnie Riley.
I've always been a cat person.
Some drinkers admit the process may be gross, but they say the coffee is great. It's very rich and soft. Well, that's thanks to Fresh Step's unique clumping kitty litter. It really locks the turd's moisture in. And that's important when you're brewing coffee. Cats also emit a substance that is sometimes used in perfumes. Does it come from their ass, too? It's very rich and soft, said Kopi Luwak drinker. I sound like Tom Brokaw when I say that. Kopi Luwak. Yeah, said Kopi Luwak drinker Alex Dansberger. There's definitely a different flavor to it, and you can't quite describe what it is. I hate to think what it is, but it's very good. Oh, you know what it is. The cats also emit a substance that sometimes is used in perfumes. Kopi Luwak isn't offered at major chains like Starbucks. 1-pound bags of the coffee sell for $420. $420, baby. You'd have to be high to drink that. Second story we have for you today, from cat shit-based coffee to cannibalism in New Delhi. I do do. Claims of cannibalism in the New Delhi House of Horrors child murder case. I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet. Child murder? Cannibalism? I'm all over that shit. Yes, claims emerged yesterday amid reports that the main suspect bribed police to thwart an investigation when parents first came forward. Millionaire Manindir Singh Pandir, something. Known as Goldie, well, that's a lot easier to say, was arrested a year ago following complaints by parents who suspected he knew something about the missing children.
Well, my first suspicion that we were dealing with cannibalism had to be when Goldie was wearing my son's face as a mask. I said to myself, now, Raja Shanish, something doesn't add up here. Something isn't quite right and I can't put my finger on it. Wow, look at this, I was right. What a hunch, right?
Alright, Mundindir, or Goldie, walked out of the police station the same night, allegedly after paying 250,000 rupees, or about $7,200, to the police. Had it not been for a few greedy police officers, lives of over a dozen victims could possibly have been saved. That quote was from a local newspaper. No independent backing for the claims made by the paper was immediately available, and none was expected from police investigators defensive about their officers' actions. Several police officers have been suspended and are under further investigation for failure to check the early complaints of the missing children. No less sensational yesterday were the claims of cannibalism involving Pandahir's co-accused, his manservant, Surendra Kohli, or something. With reports he had admittedly killed many of the children and ate parts of their body. This is probably the reason why torsos of the body have not been found. Okay, all the pieces of the puzzle are fitting nicely. Except the part of the torso, I guess, because they ate that. The pair are accused of kidnapping and abusing up to 40 children, mostly girls, thank God, right? Last thing we need is a couple of gay cannibals. Before strangling them and cutting up their bodies, which were reportedly left in a drain outside of his mansion. Now, you'd think, if there were dead girls, mangled pieces of their flesh, just lying in a drain outside of someone's mansion, someone would say something, right? Someone had to have noticed it. An oven. Oh, Jesus. All right. Yes, what happened with an oven? An oven on the terrace of Panhir's house has been checked by investigators. And what do you know? Fragments of human flesh were found in the coal-fired oven. Nice. So there you go. Just another example of those crazy ethnic people.
Crazy ethnic people!
One more real quick story for you, then we'll call it a day. It comes from Bay City, Michigan. A Bay City teenager is facing multiple charges after he repeatedly rammed the car of another teenage girl, assuming her to be his girlfriend.
Sounds like a loser.
The boy was trying to stop her because he wanted to sort out their differences by seeking a goodnight kiss. Sounds like this girl wasn't really even into him. I don't think they were dating. He just wanted to kiss her. She was repulsed by him and was fleeing. I think we have some audio of him.
Hello, my future girlfriend. This is what I sound like. I am 11 years old in the 6th grade in New Mexico. Please PM me if I'm on Yahoo chat. Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
I love that kid. Especially because it sounds like he's saying, please pee on me.
Please PM me.
Please pee on me. He's just looking for a girl, a future girlfriend, who will pee on him. All right, continuing on with the story here. The 17-year-old girl whose car was being hit on Sunday near Linwood led the man to the police. She complained to 911 that her car had been rammed as many as 16 times, but escaped unhurt. According to AP reports, the teenager told police he was talking to his girlfriend on his cell phone simultaneously, telling her to stop her car, but she appeared confused and had no clue what he was talking about. The teenager will likely face charges including assault with a vehicle, fleeing police, and drunk driving. Do you understand what happened here? He was ramming some girl's car. It ended up not being his girlfriend. And so, I bet you his face was red. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Let's check in with the Freaky Deekies and see what's up with them.
Hey, Tim, this is Eric in Houston. You always have really lame jokes, so I thought I'd give you one that I thought was pretty funny.
All right.
What's funnier than watching a baby swing from a clothesline?
I don't know. Something violent?
Give your rim shot ready? Stopping it with a shovel. I thought that was pretty funny. My little brother told me
that. Violence against infants would work with those jokes. All right, next up.
Timothy James Henson, this is Frank. Dude, what is wrong with you, man? Every time some fucker calls you and threatens you, go, I'm going to sue you, you fucking cave like a little girl. You should be able to tell them, fuck you, this is a podcast, you can't sue me. It's like nobody likes onions. They have the same shit, but Patrick just told the bitch to shut the fuck up, or sue me, I dare you. So, call up your show what you want, and if you want to say news of the weird, it's your choice to do that because it's your show and your podcast. The fuck the retard.
Wow. Yeah, this guy really understands how the legal system works, it sounds like. Look, the only reason I'm changing the name of the sideshow, it's not because I'm afraid of them suing me or anything like that, is because they were using it longer than me, and out of respect, you know, I was just thinking if someone came along and started using a name that I was using for a really long time, I would appreciate it if they would back down too. You know what I mean? It's just the right thing to do. Shut up.
Hey, Tim, this is one of your longtime listeners calling from San Diego. Listen to your last show on the 8th. Hey, I like Joe. He's doing a good job. Add a little to the show. Great. And did you know that Wing was on South Park?
Oh, God. We're still on that, huh? All right.
Hey, Timmy. This is Mark from New Mexico. I've called before. Once again, your show is fucking kicks ass. You're
thank
so
you,
talented
man.
And creative, and it's so wrong. So, thank you. My message today is about the taste of splooge. Interesting experiment my fiance and I have been doing. She's really expert and wonderful at giving head, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're lucky,
and,
man.
You know, she'll take it all down, you know, just enjoy the splooge and drink it on down, and I appreciate that. She said that the normal taste of my splooge is fine, you know, nothing negative. I decided to try Semenex, the stuff that you powder, you mix in water, and you drink it a couple nights in a row before you're going to present your darling with her little gift, and it's supposed to make it taste like fruity.
So I tried that.
She said, yeah, it was fruity. It was nice. Then over the holiday break, something new happened. We're really into these olives that are like marinated in chili. They're really delicious. Just eaten, you know, nothing terribly kinky with them. But we've been having a lot of those, and I've been having some of those. So we're having oral sex, and she's doing just a great job, and, you know, here comes the a vegetable milkshake, and she takes it, and she, you know, she says, you know, everything's fine, and tries to swallow most of it, you know, and then when it was wrapping up, she was saying, Jesus fucking Christ, what is this? My lips are burning. What the hell is this? And we realized it was a chili from the chili olive.
Oh.
It can actually wind up in your nutsack, and you can share it with a friend. So
interesting.
All right, keep up the great shit. Bye, Timmy.
Well, we got a little lesson in cum, I guess. Well, that was unexpected.
Hey, Joe, why can't I ever get crazy bread? Because it's crazy.
But
that was really gay, Tim, I'm just saying.
There's nothing gay about me wanting crazy bread shut. There would be something gay about it if I shoved the crazy bread up my ass, maybe.
Yo, Tim, what's up? I just had a brilliant idea. Well, maybe you'll think it's brilliant. I don't know. Anyway.
Probably not.
You should have Joe do a skein. That's comedy gold. All right, talk to you later.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't know. I don't know if he can be convincing enough as... Look at me. I'm talking like I'm a convincing woman.
Like, when I talk like this, people actually believe I'm a woman.
Only horny Asian men.
Plus, I like you guys a whole hell of a lot more than the fucking other cheap-ass bastards who listen to this program day in and day out. Ungrateful sons of bitches. They are really awful. I hate them. I hate my listeners. Let's do something. Let's kill them. Let's find out where they live and just kill them.
Oh, you asshole. That was only supposed to be heard by Sideshow members. That wasn't me. Freaks. Alright, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God. My morning cup of cat shit. Delicious. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Well, the economy is pretty good when any half-drunk glass can buy a four-wheel drive with power-heated seats for her fat ass and hole. Go hand in pocket like Alanis Morissette.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents your new American Idol.
So now I found you, the open arms.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, June 16th, 2006. Coming up on the program today, an ice cream man serves up two scoops of pain. That was pretty good, right? Plus, nude men at the Fashion Bug and oral sex from a crippled man. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Albert Rampall, 55, attacked the 74-year-old in a mental health unit. Ooh, old and crazy. Double threat. Another nurse, Karen Thompson, said the patient told her, quote, "A man made me have sex. He said, I must have sex." Although that's probably roughly translated because she's A, old, and B, crazy. So it probably came out something like, cantaloupe, beet juice. Don't have time to walk the dog. Tree bark. I'm hungry for tree bark. Tree bark. The woman, who had an inoperable brain tumor, gave a description of the alleged attacker. Again, she's crazy, so her description of the man was probably,
he looked like a broomstick with spaghetti fingers. He was sipping on Ovaltine through his nose.
Hey, all you podcast-loving freaks out there, welcome to Adam Curry's Pod Show. I'm most definitely not Adam Curry. My hair isn't nearly as coiffed. I'm filling in for him today while he's on vacation. Rehab. Come on. We were all thinking it. My name is Tim Henson. I host a podcast called Distorted View Daily. Today, though, we're going to feature some great shows. Hour one, we got some promos to play for you. We'll also be featuring a couple podcasts this hour. Nobody Likes Onions and The Sound of Young America. two great comedy shows. You're going to love it. It's a Tim Henson guarantee. We've got some mashups to play, including one that I created myself. I'm fascinated with this whole mashup thing where, you know, you combine two songs and stuff. So I created my own. I'm not sure how it turned out. I'll let you be the judge. It's all coming up. Hour one of Adam Curry's Pod Show starts now. This portion of Adam Curry's Pod Show is brought to you by
that lumpy, curdy goodness you've grown to expect from Chunkleman's brand cottage cheese is now available in a creamy dairy drink.
New Chunkleman Farms Cottage Milk. Everything you've grown to love about cottage cheese, now in milk form. It's lumpy. It's chunky. It's Chunkleman Farms new cottage milk. Mixed to perfection by the people who invented milk. Chunkleman's. Have your whole family try new cottage milk. After just one drink, your kids will be saying,
it's the bestest cottagey cheesified drink in the whole wide world.
Chunky milk. Disgusting. Tim Henson back here with you on Pod Show, Sirius 148. Got another featured podcast for you to take a listen to. The PK and J Show, they're on deck next.
Things look nice on 68, and I know you ain't gonna be late. So that was your traffic rap today. Man, let's get some weather from my weather gay girl.
my weather gay. That's actually not a bad idea. I'd watch the news then. Every station should have a weather gay. It's Action 5 News with Bill Moshiers, Martina Navratilova, Jesse Watkins on sports, and your weather gay, Lance Fontaine. And now, Action 5 News. All right, let's check in with our very own weather gay, Lance Fontaine, standing by. Lance, how's it looking tonight? Lance, this is Bill. Can you turn the music down? We can't hear you.
No, it's fine. It's okay.
But turn the music down. Now! Turn it down! God, what is the big f***ing deal? When I do my weather, I need to feel it, you know? I need to feel that weather happening. The pressure zones and the precipitation, you know? Weather's just like dance music. That's all I was trying to say. I don't even feel like doing this. Highs in the 90s, lows tonight and 70. I'm going out for a Cosmo. F*** you.